as a def from a defensive point of view is incredible. From an offensive point of view, she's really good. But we work really well to our own strengths, which I think is important. But we work really well together. I respect her really highly for what she's done in the women's game, and I'm learning so much from her.
So talking, reflecting on your time at Everton, that first women's Super League team, developing individuals and, you know, your individual development plans. How does that transfer now and at Man United now? It's a much more bigger performance stage. Do you still get the time there to try and, you know, potential and deliver, work with those and develop those individuals? How does that sit into your performance week?
Yeah, so if I'm being honest, it's probably bigger at United.
Right.
Casey's really big on individual development, making sure that players are given the opportunity to develop within their units, but as individuals on their own. After every single training session we have, they have 15, 20 minutes to do their own individual work, where players will come together and do group work. If it's two wingers, might come together. Casey, for example, the other day took the back line and done some work in terms of on their travelling and their movements in terms of defensively. If it's got the balls going wide, the balls going central. So they get so much individual work, and it's probably higher emphasis now because of how high Casey's standards are of wanting individuals to be better and helping them grow, which he's really big on. So it's probably more, but they're more fitted in so after the training sessions we have during the week. But there's a lot of times throughout the week so where we're talking about technical work and technical development and proficiency that we do 15, 20 minutes every session of technical-based work, whether that's unit work or whether that's individual work or small collective work. We'll do lots of technical proficiency work. So a lot of the players are going to get their IDP and hit their targets they want to hit within those sessions. But every player gets one. Every player sits down with Casey every 6 to 8 weeks. They get a very thorough plan in terms of what they want to develop themselves, but also what we want to help them develop as a club and we believe they need to develop. But then obviously inputted into that one is their international one if they're an international player. So yeah, mainly after the sessions, they get a lot. They get 15, 20 minutes of work they can do themselves. But throughout the sessions, with the themes and the way we do things, it's really thorough. Yeah.
And I mean, it's interesting to think about that. So tell us about the coaching team. So you got obviously Casey's leading it. Assistant coach. Who else? Is there any else in the coaching team?
Yeah. So there's myself. There's Casey. So myself, Casey. You've got the goalkeeping coach Ian Wilcock. You've got El Turner, who I think believes one of the best sports scientists about. You've got the physio in terms of who's there. We've got nutritionist support. We've got wellbeing support. I think the wellbeing support one's massive for players at that elite level. With what they probably have to deal with, it's really important that they're given the right wellbeing support and they get the opportunity to really air any frustrations they've got, maybe sort of get the support they need. If you look away from that, you've got your media team, you've got your comms team, the group, the staffing group, the MET group's huge. But the good thing is every single one of us are pulling in the right direction and we're all pulling together on the same boat, which is really important. But we've got a massive group of staff.
And then talk about then, because obviously your experience with the 21s, you were then, you talked about Casey really keen to promote within and develop. How does it work then in terms of the 21s and the first team? How much interaction do they get? How often do you pull players up and how does that work?
So players come up regularly. So to be totally honest, players come up quite regular. At the moment, we've got two or three training with us now from the under-21s who are 17 years of age. Last season, Casey had numerous players up from the under-21s. Sometimes, if I'm being honest, over the international break, she has the whole squad up. So both teams will train alongside each other. She's had them up to play 11v11. So throughout the season, I believe there's more than a dozen players I'd probably say half a dozen. Six or seven players usually get the opportunity to come up and train at least. So she can give them that opportunity to see what the first team environment's like. But it has to be earned. So she's seeing what the 21s manager says, how they're playing and performing in games, and then what she tries to do from that part is give them the opportunity then to really see what a first team environment's like and see if it's for them.
Interesting. Okay, and tell us a little bit about then the pressure. You're working at the highest level of the women's game now, massive club. You talked about the club's expectations, what they're like. I mean, what is that like for you as a coach, and you know, and how important are those 3 points on the weekend?
Yeah, don't get me wrong, they're important because you've set yourself as a team and as a staffing group and as a collective, as a club, we set ourselves targets. So we want to achieve them, and that's important, that to make sure that we can achieve them week in, week out. The 3 points on the weekend, everyone wants to get. Don't get me wrong. We battle so hard to get them. However, we've then got to also take into consideration that the women's team's been running 2-3 seasons. This will be its third season. So we know that we've still got a lot of growing to do, got a lot of maturing to do. And it's going to take time for things to really take off and achieve what we want to achieve. However, everyone's aim every single week is to get 3 points. Is the pressure? Yeah. Do you feel pressure? Yeah, you probably do, because I don't want to lose. I don't like losing. I'm probably the worst loser, if I'm honest. But one thing I try to tell myself, Med, is pressure is a privilege. So if there's pressure on you, it's good at the same time, because you're deserving to have that pressure. So it's more not, I don't feel the pressure in terms of we've got to get pressure to win 3 points. I look at pressure more around performance. The pressure I see is, can we get the players to perform? There's pressure to get them to perform. And if we can get them to perform, the result in the 3 points looks after itself. I don't really focus on the 3 points. It's more focusing on performance.